Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
He gives us prophets and teachers, but eventually He needs to come in and wrap His arms around us Himself. He gives us Himself. He gives us a sense of what love really is. Jesus came into the world as the light of the world, that we might know the depth of God's love, so that we wouldn't fear just the issues of today, but we would not fear even the uncertainty of tomorrow. If you have a relationship with a parent and when that storm comes around, you don't know exactly why that storm is raging on the outside, but you know somehow it's going to be okay because the parent is telling you it'll be okay. So when we think about all of the things that are happening in your life, the uncertainty, the unpredictability, God has come into the world that we might believe in who He is and what He's doing. The purpose of Christmas is love, but it's not as you have chosen to define it. It's not how you feel. It's not what is being done for you. It's not the things that are being a blessing to you, but it's an opportunity for you to come out of the shadows of fear and anxiety and to begin to offer it to somebody else. God awakens within us a sense of deep love. What is the first thing that this story is trying to tell us? This John's gospel is introducing to us for the very first time. God is recreating the world in which we live. Love is here to awaken our sleeping hearts. The light came into the world, but the darkness did not understand it. And He came unto that which were His own, but they didn't understand it either because they were looking for something else. When we look at the culture in which we live and we talk about what God has been doing through all of these generations, how many people do you know are still asleep, still trying to pursue something even greater than themselves? They're spending more of their time trying to find insurance and ways of protecting themselves because they're so asleep in what God has been doing among us. Love energizes. For any of you that can remember what it's like when you were first dating that person so many years ago, those butterflies in your stomach, that uncertainty, there's also that sense of energy and that those dreams that begin to develop about what might happen, about the future and how wonderful it can be. Love awakens you to the possibilities. One of the reasons that we have chosen this year to highlight each of the candles in a ministry is because those are tangible expressions of a deeper love that's growing in our community. People stepping outside of themselves in order to offer their very best, to offer what God is doing in their lives, to get involved, to make a difference, to step out and to awaken that love in others. When God came into the world, what John is saying is the light came into the world to return the world to an understanding of the depth of love, not about consuming, but about contributing. So when you think about your own relationship, what God is doing in your life, this is about you and your relationship with God. Is it growing? Is it expanding? Is it reaching out into other areas? When God so loved, when God loved, what did He do? He gave out of His abundance. Out of the Trinity, out of the relationship that existed between the Father and the Son and the Spirit for all eternity, out of that joyful celebration of Trinity, expanded into our world. Because it had to. The joy of that love expanded into our world. We also find that the gift that God gives us is that love heals. It heals the wounds that we carry. When you feel truly loved, when you feel truly cared for, all of those doubts and those fears and those anxieties just fade away. In Psalm chapter 14, it says, God heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. God wants to bind up all of those doubts and those fears and those anxieties. And I want you to think about for a moment the people that you work with, or the people that you encounter at the mall, or that you find shopping. The vast majority are carrying wounds that are so deep that you'll never really know. Wounds from a childhood long ago, but they remember. Wounds from a job or from growing up in high school. From failures and from mistakes and from dreams that didn't happen. And they carry these wounds with them through the rest of their lives. Sometimes they lash out at others, and sometimes they get frustrated with other people because of those wounds that are building up. And so God comes into the world to offer us a new way of living, a new way of being, to bind up those wounds. I often think about this week. I thought particularly as I was watching the news, and I was thinking about all of those funerals that are happening up in that place, and say, how in the world does that ever get healed? How do you ever overcome something like that? And the answer is you really don't. You never really overcome and say, well, now I'm better. I've forgotten. You learn to move on. You learn to heal. You learn to become strong. That sometimes in the times of the greatest turmoil and the greatest struggles, that love will begin to act almost like a balm, a healing salve. And I wonder about the families that are grieving even today, trying to go through Christmas, trying to deal with what's going to happen tomorrow, a stocking that'll hang that'll never get filled. And I wonder about all of the presents that they've already bought, that what do we do now? How do you begin to heal something like that? As a nation, we recognize there is only one way that we can deal with that, and that is calling something bigger than ourselves to invite God into our lives and say, make sense of the craziness of our world. So God's response is to come himself and say, this is what love looks like. Follow me. Love heals the wounds that we all carry with us. And finally, and most importantly, love makes us complete. We're not complete. We're not whole yet. There's parts of us that we're still longing to be filled. There's part of us that no matter how much we achieve, no matter how much we get, there's still that emptiness of, but what about tomorrow? What lies just ahead? And so God comes in and says, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the earth. In 1 John, when John is writing his gospel, he recognizes that we as a people live in fear. And he said, love drives out fear. Perfect love drives out fear perfectly. That so often all of that anxiety completes us. It makes us whole again so that we can step out and we can do new things. Most of the time, most of the reason most people do not want to get involved in activities is they're afraid of risking failure. What if I try and they don't like what I do? What if I go and I don't know perfectly all of the answers? Have you ever talked to somebody about your own faith? Invited them to church? See, most of us won't even go there because we're afraid we don't have all the answers. And yet, if you deeply have a relationship with what God is doing, you're going to risk so much more. You recognize that you don't have to have all the answers. You just have to have that joy in your heart. Love makes us complete. In 1 John, it says, this is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. A new kind of living, a new way of being, a new way of celebrating and interacting with one another, so that people from the entire spectrum of our culture can now become one. We can join together in fellowship. We can support and nurture each other through the good times and through the bad times, but that we can find strength and courage through it all. So when we think about the story that God is telling, he's telling us a story about light to give us alternative, a choice, Which path will you choose? He's telling us that in knowing the right path, in choosing to go down that path, it gives us hope that we're moving into something better, something different. And in doing so, we join with others and we find a deeper, more profound sense of joy. Because at the end, we've found what love really is. It's not about me. It's not about what I get out of it. It's about what God is doing through me into your life. So what is it? The purpose of Christmas is love. That's good. We'll practice it again. It's about sharing that joy, not as we define it, but as God defines it. And here's the true miracle of Christmas. You now have entered into a relationship that will take the rest of your life to plumb the depths of it. Just reading through the Bible once isn't enough. Just praying at mealtimes isn't going to get it done. It's about opening up yourself, your decisions, your day-to-day activities, to the love of God, which will fill each and every day. That's why at Christmas we light candles, we light trees. We want to proclaim that something is changing in our lives and in our world. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the gift that you've given to us. We thank you for the celebration of our fellowship. We ask, O God, that you continue to work within us by the power of your Spirit to change us from the inside out. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.